When people encounter a soul center, they should sense warmth, sincerity, and Christian care. But they should also sense that this is a real ministry expression. That is why presence matters. And presence includes more than what you say. It includes your hygiene, your dress, your posture, your manners, your visible order, and the way the soul center presents itself to the public. People notice these things. They notice whether you seem orderly or disorganized. They notice whether you look respectful or careless. They notice whether you appear ministry ready or casual in a way that weakens trust. A simple question can help. If someone walked in today, would this look like a sincere Christian ministry? We are not talking about being forced, artificial, or overly formal. We are talking about being credible. First, personal hygiene matters. If you are serving through a soul center parish, you should arrive clean, well-groomed, and orderly. That means clean clothes, clean hands, fresh breath, and a general appearance of care. Avoid strong perfumes, colognes, or scented products that can become distracting. Your body and scent should not become the focus of the ministry moment. A simple rule is this: be clean, be neat, and help people feel at ease. Second, dress matters. A soul center parish should look ministry serious. That does not mean expensive clothing. It does not mean dressing like you are performing religion. It means wearing clothing that communicates dignity, modesty, readiness, and respect. If you are serving as a chaplain, it is often wise to dress in a way that quietly reflects that role. In some settings, that may include chaplain attire, a clergy shirt, a ministry badge, or another clear identifier. In other settings, it may mean simple, modest, professional clothing that fits the local mission field well. The goal is not to impress people. The goal is to make the ministry easier to trust. Your clothing should not confuse your role. It should not look sloppy. It should not look theatrical. And it should not make the soul center feel unserious. Third, small courtesies matter very much. Say hello warmly. Introduce yourself clearly. Offer hospitality simply. Ask permission before entering deeper conversation, prayer, or personal space. Thank people for coming. Show respect to every guest, volunteer, leader, or official visitor. Small courtesies often create big trust. A simple phrase like, "Welcome, I'm glad you came," or "Would it be helpful if I prayed with you?" can make the soul center feel safe, ordered, and genuinely caring. Fourth, the space itself matters. If a soul center parish is going to be credible, the environment should also reflect care. The room should be reasonably clean. Seating should feel intentional. Printed materials, signs, ministry descriptions, and visible symbols should make sense. The setting should not feel cluttered, chaotic, or spiritually confusing. Again, ask the simple question. If a government official, a pastor, a donor, or a neighbor walked in, would they see a sincere religious society here? Would they see evidence of prayer, ministry purpose, chaplain care, and Christian identity? Would they see order, dignity, and seriousness? Would they understand that this is not random spiritual activity, but a real ministry expression? That kind of credibility matters. Fifth, your physical presence should match chaplain care. Do not dominate the room with your voice, movement, or personality. Do not crowd people. Do not act overly familiar too quickly. Do not behave in ways that make the ministry feel emotionally chaotic. A soul center parish should carry a calm and grounded tone. Your presence should support that. Let your posture, voice, and pace communicate steadiness. Now let's make this very practical. What should you not do? Do not arrive looking sloppy or unprepared. Do not wear strong fragrances. Do not dress in a way that confuses your role. Do not make the soul center look casual in a way that weakens ministry credibility. Do not treat courtesy like a small issue, and do not build a ministry environment that feels disorganized or undefined. Instead, do this. Be clean. Be modest. Be orderly. Dress with dignity. Use chaplain or ministry identifiers wisely when appropriate. Show small courtesies consistently. And make the Soul Center Parish look like what it is meant to be, a sincere, Christ-centered ministry expression.